Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Ready?
I said I was ready. I'm here.
Well, I'm ready. I'm just sitting here staring at a box of Trojans.
Because apparently, I told you not to talk about that.
Poodle, because y'all, nothing like walking in there. And I'm sitting here going, is that a box of Trojans that say bear skin?
And brought to you by Trojans.
Brought to you by Trojans.
Brought to you by Trojans bear skin.
Whoa, Poodle must be doing some sketchy sex.
50% thinner.
Because he never uses condoms.
That's not true.
He's on PrEP.
That's not true. You can still get diseases.
Why don't we move the condoms out of the frame for our intimate portraiters? You're the intimate portraiter.
It's not a big box. I usually prefer skin brand.
Okay. That.
Yo! But this one was a deal.
Yep.
So.
Wow. You know, I think condoms.
Value pack is the way to go.
You don't need a
scrimp
on. People that went to the dollar store that bought condoms now have four kids.
That's true. You know what? If I could get pregnant, that would be the highest price item I would buy.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Their prom
no babies.
Prom was ruined by the Dollar Tree condoms. Sorry.
So yes, I bought condoms on Amazon and forgot to put them up. So, hey, your boy's having safe sex.
That's good. Y'all, welcome to The Other Way, Season 3, Episode
5. Welcome to Toe. This
facing,
is Toe.
Facing fears.
Facing fears.
Facing fears. Okay, we're going to jump into this because speaking of condoms, someone said, we're banging this out because I'm getting banged out tonight.
No, I have a date.
It's a date?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, first date, second date?
Why am I talking about this?
You brought it up.
But I didn't expect to be asked about it.
Anyway.
Why can't it be, you have a date. Moving on.
You know what? You do our announcement. Your cabinet doors are open in your kitchen, and that will bother me, and I won't be able to continue the show. So do the announcement.
Wow. What does that say about you?
Well, because the cabinet doors open, an earthquake could come and just knock it off.
Anyway, y'all, here's... Thank you for piercing the toast. Y'all, here's a couple of announcements. Live show tickets for New York and Chicago are up. We had to add two shows. Both New York shows are pretty much... The Saturday New York show is almost all sold out. But the additional the Friday show for Chicago, Friday show for New York. Has plenty of tickets. Chicago is low on meet and greets for Friday.
Yes.
But, and also if you buy a ticket for the New York show, make sure if you want meet and greet tickets that it says, meet and greet after party. VIP deck is a seating area. So don't think you're not going to see us.
No. If you click on that.
You can see us. You won't meet us.
Yeah. Yes. I like that. We're going to use that.
Yeah.
Speaking of meeting, we're re-meeting the cast of Salt Lake City. And boy, are they...
On our Bi-Curious episode.
On our Patreon. Episode. That's for anybody on the $5 tier. We covered episode 1 and a little bit of episode 2. We're probably going to end up watching the whole season. We don't have time to cover it. Don't ask us. Listen to Watch What Crappens. We love them.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's very, very good.
I love this. I love this. Jen, I love this.
Lisa,
I love it.
Crawl. It's her does. It's crawl. Anyway, y'all, just a special shout out. We're not going to say any names because it's their business. That woman, what's her name? Brown, the cook I love. That's your business. We have a couple of sissies who are dealing with sickness, and we want to send them our love and our appreciation. And we're thinking of them, and we're sending
thinking
them
about
dick,
you.
Piggy energy.
Dick, pig energy.
We are.
All right.
I think, boy, we blasted through those.
Well, you're getting blasted. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Maybe. No, it's a date. What is that? What is the difference between a date and getting blasted? They like that you have coffee before instead of a cigarette and coffee afterwards.
It is usually a date. We haven't exchanged dick pics before.
Okay. Hey, you know what?
That's brutal and true, so but it's real.
So you don't even know.
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's good. Know. Well, there you go.
Now get two glasses of wine in me. I'm probably going to feel.
You better get it done today, because tomorrow starts a Mercury retrograde.
So what? I can still get dicked down.
I know, but shit goes awry. You never know. Confusion. Mayhem.
Well, maybe it's like spinning a wheel.
Although you kind of thrive in confusion and mayhem. Maybe you're going to meet the love of your life in a Mercury retrograde.
Ooh, I do really well when no one really knows which end is up.
Yes. Or
that's what they call me in college.
There goes which end is up. Or better yet, maybe you'll meet your a second rich husband. I mean, first.
Let's hope so.
I mean, first. There wasn't one before that's not on the planet anymore at all.
We took care of that. The less said, the better.
Yes.
Ooh, still waiting on that settlement. God. I will say, one little piece of advice. Make sure they don't have kids. Because they, especially adult children, you can rook kids into anything, but if they got adult children and someone knows anything about contracts, watch out. Or if you can find some way to get them away from their kids or distance from their kids.
Yeah, that went badly.
Oof. Again, people who don't have parents, also a good option.
I'm not picking you up in Oakland ever again.
I think that's it. Should we talk about...
Let's actually... Wow.
Let's just jump through this.
Yeah, look at that. Not even 5 minutes.
Stephen and Alina. Stephen with a V, not Stephen with a P, because Stephen with a V laughs like... It's really gross.
We didn't even talk about before if we have any theater, so I guess we'll discover as we go on.
We'll hit it blind. I don't think I had any. This was kind of a utilitarian episode.
Boy, it really after... I've actually thought about this couple since we last talked about. Like, things have come up in my mind about him, and I'm like... And it really is like, I feel like he's grooming her.
I said that last week.
I wasn't grooming. Listening. Wasn't listening.
Here...
But yeah, it just...
It's grooming
watching
energy.
Watching him again, this I realize...
It's also moving the goalposts, which is a huge red flag.
Well, yes, moving the goalposts. And also, this whole hitchhiking thing, when he said it's kind of an adrenaline rush, I went, y'all, he's a bad boy. He wants to be a bad boy. It's like, he's not actually a bad
kind
boy,
of.
But he wants to be... It's a kink.
Yep.
This bad, you know what, boy. Because remember what his stepfather said when he left?
Doesn't like rules.
He doesn't like the rules.
You know what also is an adrenaline rush? Moving to another country and marrying someone you hardly know.
It's all kink.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know what? He's probably not even that dirty in bed. But, you know, one time some girl stuck a finger up his butt and now he feels like Satan spawned for it.
You're fine, honey.
You're fine.
If a finger's all that's been up your butt, we can talk.
Sissy, if your wife or your girlfriend puts her finger up your butt, enjoy that. Enjoy it.
You know what? Nothing bad can come of it.
Yeah, they're just rooting around like a mole.
Digging for gold.
Digging for gold.
So, y'all.
Eureka!
Woo-wee! We hear it's really hot out here in a gay lisp.
Yes.
Now, she's basically saying Stephen chose the right choice to stay with me. Remember episode? She
like nailed him down. She said, "Listen, you're going to stay with me or not?" And Stephen says, "I'm definitely freaking out on the inside, but I needed to show her that she's my top priority." And so
they're going to see an immigration lawyer.
A lawyer in Russia. That's when they start hitchhiking. And she's like, what?
So.
And he's like, I've hitchhiked in 5 countries. My, you just stick your hand out.
And then you do perform an elaborate set of symbols. That, like, and then, you're like, then you run in front of the car to make sure they can't stop.
And I went, that's not hitchhiking. That's scaring people.
That's commandeering a car.
That happened to me one time. I was driving from Denton all the way to Ardmore, Oklahoma. And there was this guy and the woman. They were trying to hitchhike. I was like, I'm not going to pick him up. And he jumped in front of my car. They walked all the way from Dallas to Denton, Texas. And she was 7 months pregnant.
Did you take them somewhere?
I did. I took them from Denton, Texas to Ardmore. And then I dropped. They wanted to go to this Oklahoma City where their family was from. And I said, well, I have to drop you off in Ardmore.
What is wrong with you?
Well, you know, she was pregnant.
That could have been a scam. She was wearing one of those fake pregnancy bellies.
Come at me if you picked up a hitchhiker.
You are a rube.
I'm just saying. You've never hitchhiked?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I did in Colorado when we were there for choir. That was before Uber. It was like 20 years ago. So what? That was like 2001?
Absolutely not.
In Crested Butte, Colorado, 20 years ago. Everyone hitchhiked. That's how you got places.
I have watched way too many murder shows.
Now,
To hitchhike ever.
I wouldn't now.
People
so
who pitch up, pick up
do not
hitchhikers.
Do, that. Do
here's,
not
here's
do.
The thing. Hitchhikers will murder you, number one. People who pick up hitchhikers, especially for female, they will murder you.
What if they
don't hitchhike, especially if you are a woman?
No.
You will get murdered.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do this.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I did it.
I bet you never shut up, too. It was just like, bah, 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 bah.
I don't remember. It was in Crested Butte.
Those poor people.
They probably enjoyed it.
You talk
Some
their
people
ears
like
off.
People.
I like people. I just don't
no,
want to hear
don't.
Them. That's
you,
true. You know what? I don't like people. I just don't want to hear them run off at the mouth for an hour. I'm sure you got
it
there.
It wasn't an hour. It was only like a 10-minute ride for me in Crested
Oh,
Butte.
I thought you. No, I was talking about Oklahoma.
Oh, the other people? They fell asleep. They were so tired. They both slept the whole way.
No, no.
And I just listened
You were talking, and then
they just
pretended to fall asleep.
I didn't talk at all. I didn't talk at all. I just turned on Shania Twain really low because I didn't want it to be too loud to wake them up.
We need to move on. That's disturbing. So he is basically, he runs in front of the car. He says it's an adrenaline rush. That's when...
Kink, 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 kink.
Yeah, and it's more than that.
She's uncomfortable.
It's him. He's a tourist at life. He is a tourist for all this stuff. He is this kind of junkie for excitement, marrying this woman who he doesn't know is yet another shiny thing for him.
Oh, I bet he does have an adrenaline. You know, his behavior almost reminds me of people of like addict behavior.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's like so, if he either was, and that's why he's so like attached to his religion, or if it's just a culture thing.
Sex addict stuff.
But there's possibly, I think he has an addictive personality. And I, again, yeah, he's just addicted to this adrenaline, but there is also, it's, maybe a better word for it is he wants to feel, in a way, deviant, but not cross the line, but just a little bit. Like, hug me in a towel when I'm wet, but we can't have sex.
And that behavior is so disturbing to me. And I want to talk about that in a minute. When they're going to see the lawyer, you guys.
Yes.
And so,
this is an actual lawyer. I know sometimes this looks like a lawyer's office.
Yeah. He basically says, so you got to do this, 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 lists about 20 things.
And I wrote down, why is no one taking notes?
And at one point, Stephen just goes, do you have this in like a Google Doc or something?
Is there like a template?
I guess we should have been writing it down. First of all, neither one of them has Googled how to do this.
Well, you know what? I bet Alina thought Stephen was taking care of it. Because he's the one that, it was his idea to do it.
Right.
So he thought he was going to do it. And I was like, why is this not researched at all?
It does kind of feel like Andrew's trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
And then they were going to go to America.
Yes. Yes. It does act. I thought, I was like, where did he get this information from? It didn't make sense at all. Actually, so, I have to pee real quick. I'll just be right back.
Oh, no. No. Is that how
Hello. Tis I. I'm here. Did someone call me about traveling to another country?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dildo Swaggins, my favorite person to visit the podcast.
This is what happens when you say it needs to be a short show. Anyway, yes,
I wish I had one
dildo.
Of those hooks.
Yes, like Gandalf, he has a hook. So you let's shall just, not pass.
Let's make this as painless as possible.
Yes.
So... Do is
Steven
in your history?
Yes,
of,
let's talk
of being
about
on
Steven.
The internet, in your history of being on the
yes,
internet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
On Reddit, you can find me Dildo Swaggins, the one and only.
Are you helpful with helping people get out of immigration blunders?
Yeah, I've been told legally not to promise that anymore. But
Mom, I'll be back to do the lawn in just a minute. I'm tired of mowing the lawn on Sundays. It's my day to do fun things.
Jared, the dog shit on the floor again. Pick it up.
I'll be there in a second.
My God.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but my dragon has made a mess of things in the common area.
Yeah, I think you're...
I have to clean it up soon.
I think you're French bulldog shit on the floor again.
Yes, that is a very aggressive type of dragon. His name is Wookie. Yes, my dragon, Wookie the Bulldog. So Steven contacted me and basically said,
what do I need to do?
How do I get to Russia? And I said, Putin should know, I know how to do it.
Because so you're a hacker, obviously.
Yes, yes, Putin should know, get it? Putin, wouldn't you know? Funny, he didn't get it either.
Yeah, thank you, Dildo. I know you have to go. No,
just
mother.
So I just want to say that he, he said, "How do you get to Russia?" I said, "I'm not sure, but I know how to get to Greece. You go to Turkey," and then he just said,
"Jared, get down here. Your father's mistress is going to be here soon."
Mom, you know I don't like looking at her big, huge breast. I'll be there in a second.
I really have to go. This is important. Yeah. But I just want to say, I said, yes, to get to Greece, I know you go to Turkey. And Steven just said, Turkey, that's it. Love me a good sandwich. And then I never heard from him again.
So it was all a misunderstanding.
No, I don't know. Godspeed to him. But I will say, a hobbit always loves an unexpected journey, no matter where it is. So Isaac, if you look at
please
the beautiful
get the hell
town,
out of here.
There's so many things they can do. Pop. Corn. They could do medieval butt plugs. So whatever they're into.
Yes. I hate this.
I've got to go.
Get out of here.
I think I smell my dragon's mess.
Yes.
All right. See you later.
Go clean up Wookiee's shit. Bye, Dildo.
Oh, I'm coming.
Never enjoy seeing you.
Boy. Just had a good little pee.
Good.
Good little pee. Boy. There we are.
So anyway, y'all, boy. After that little bit on how Steven found out about how the workaround
for the record, you set that up, not me.
I'm regretting it. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh no. Anytime we talk about the internet, Dildo's always going to call.
But yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And Steven's like, I thought we were like
go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. We just get
it's
married.
It's just like that. And then
y'all, there's no way they can do this in 90 days.
And then he says, you know, they're in the taxi because he says it's too busy to hitchhike.
It's too busy. Yeah.
So she says, so what do you think about what he said? Let's get married as soon as possible. She's like, I'm ready. He's like, oh, because this is the thing.
He literally went,
Oh,
he's stupid.
This guy is a piece of shit.
And he's like, well, are you ready to make that decision? And I'm like, I got confused. Everything you said when you were in America was that you're ready to marry this woman.
It's all a pose because it's a romantic idea. And also, but the thing about it is, he can't even think about it. He can't even process marrying her
before he she becomes his Mormon virgin. And then he can kind of think about it, but he's still scared about it.
I think if she was more like walking the walk of what a Mormon is and all that. But again,
it's not about her.
It's actually about he needs her to be virginal and pure, yep, so it makes him feel better about himself.
Exactly.
It's nothing to do with her.
He wants – it's the whole thing about you don't marry the whore. You don't marry the slut.
He is,
you have sex with the sluts, but you marry the virgins. It's gross.
Is that why you're not married?
That was a read. And fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Weirdly, of my last couple of relationships or people I've dated,
mm-hmm,
I'm the last one they date before they settle down.
Really?
Yes. They realize.
Well, that's their problem, not yours.
Well, no. I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because they realize it couldn't work with me, so they better settle for something less.
Well, all right.
And guess what? They've all been lesser.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, happy for them.
One of them settled with someone who even looked like me.
Best wishes to the groom and grooms out there. Wow. So he's going to end up flirting with her friend.
Totally.
She's going to catch him. And I hope she drags him for filth.
Well, the thing is, he says stuff like, we don't really know each other yet. And I said, he's going to make her jump through so many more hoops.
Yep.
Just keep, that's what we were saying before about moving the goalposts. He's going to keep doing this to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be confused.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's going to find out that she got her friend to be flirty with him. He's going to be all morally and righteously indignant about it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you did that. We had something. And he's going to gaslight the fuck out of her.
It's like this weird thing, almost like with Paul, in that where Paul expects everyone else to be around him to be so pious and sets them to these high standards,
right,
but he doesn't live by them himself.
No, you're totally right.
Oh!
Creaney, I just need you to go to the store and get some something for your vagina.
Yeah, and then...
Five for five. Check
that his fucking baby on Maury. Oh,
he's going to go on Maury. I think he already has, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think I saw a thing, too. It's going around that Juliana and Michael broke
up.
Oh, I don't want that.
That makes me sad.
That does make me sad.
I liked them.
I too.
That's gossip, though. We're not sure.
So,
anyway, so you guys, then during that, he's kind of like, again, more boundary crossing.
Mm-hmm.
They've just had a conversation that wasn't good.
They're both
at different places. So he tries to kind of like instigate cuddling. And he's like,
again, grooming.
You aren't cuddly, but you want to marry me?
So it's like, it's almost like he wants to push her physically as far as he can.
Yes, that's what, and then pull back. I hate this guy.
Or even worse, ended up having sex with her and saying, you don't live
we
by
were
the
dirty.
Standards up here. We were dirty. I can't do this. But it was fun to fucking turkey.
And
that guy was right.
And it was fun because I can atone for my sins. And I feel bad about that, but I don't know if you can. He's a piece of shit.
He's gross.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think he might be the worst
person
on this season.
He's the worst person on this season, yeah.
Yeah. That's saying something, because Ari's on this season, y'all.
And I enjoy her this episode.
Oh, but it was more funny than anything else.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Oh, but she's got a humdinger of an episode coming up, it looks like.
Something was at your door again.
I don't know what happens.
Y'all, I walked in here and there's this woman that lives in the front. And I said, hi, how are you? And she said, I'm good. Were you singing Tammy
Reynolds?
And I said, yes. And she said, I sang along with you.
My neighbors are like, I love being part of Fagtown.
Yeah.
Woo!
Where everyone gets a dick.
Population 4.
Okay, let's talk about Ellen. We might take a commercial in the middle of them. But you want to start Ellen Victor? What do you think? Or do you want
to
take a
break? Just had one more thing. When he's okay. Like, oh, we go get your watermelon. Again, to diffuse this situation, because that's quirky. And he's developed. I'm calling this now. That quirky personality, that is a pose.
Yeah.
It's all a put on.
I agree.
To diffuse the disgusting, and I hate to use this term, pervert that he is about sex, because he seems very kind of, probably for girls his own age, he seems non-threatening.
Yeah.
And that is to put that non-threatening pose on it. He's actually dangerous. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's that he's just, if he hadn't had sex before, I would say, well,
it'd be
maybe
the same.
He's gross, but there's like not an innocence, but he's just, because he's emotionally fucking 12 years old.
Yeah.
So you wonder, a part of you wonders, well, is that the weirdness and the awkwardness? But no, again, that comment about, you're not cuddly. I'm like,
he is going to change the rules every single time.
And he's just not.
Run, Alina.
Well, I think Alina probably thought, like, via video and text, he was funny. And now she's going, oh, he's weird. He's
creepy.
Different. Like, there's something not right here.
I still think it's all an act. I still think it's all an act.
I don't know if he's that intelligent. An act to it, but I don't know if there's like a... It's not like I think he means to be nefarious.
No. Just, I'm saying the personality is an act.
Yeah, I don't think he knows who he is at all, identity-wise at all. I think that's why I don't feel like he's gay, but it just feels like we're getting someone in sheep's clothing.
He's a product.
Whatever that is.
He's a product of someone who didn't really fit in and had to be weirder than he was to prove that he was unique.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Yo, we'll be right back. We're going to take a little commercial break.
Yeah, all right.
I'm skeeved out by him. Totally.
Well, can we go put up your box of condoms?
Y'all, try Trojan Bear skin.
They're not paying us. No. We're going to commercial. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Yo, we're back. And if you were way too jazzed hearing us talking about Stephen with a V and Alina,
yeah,
we're now going to talk about
Ellie and
the very bad, no good hurricane.
y'all, I'm just going to say something. Ellie is cursed. You know how she said that? I think she is. I think she is. Think about it. She is coming here to move here, and a hurricane, because in La Providencia, hurricanes hardly happen.
Hurricanes hardly happen.
They don't happen there a lot, y'all. It's not good. Mm. Not good. This is
first
sad.
Her husband, then her father, then her mother, then her friend.
I don't think she's killing people.
I'm just saying what you accept and what you start to call on does start to be your calling card.
Maybe she's a witch.
No.
Anyway, y'all.
She'd be a lot shrewder if she was a witch.
They're headed over to La Providencia today.
You keep calling it's just Providencia.
Oh, Providencia. Okay.
I was like, listen to you pretentious. La Providencia.
La Providencia. They're heading over to the island today.
What made you add that?
Who knows? So
Jesus.
It's a 4-hour boat ride to get there. Then they have 4 hours to. Then they have 2 or 4 hours.
Four
to
hours
be
on the island. Then another four hours back.
And they have to leave at 3 a.m.
This sounds to me like rural Oklahoma, because it takes 4 hours to get somewhere. And then you only. It's like going to a rodeo.
We had to get up so early for speech competitions in the morning because you got to get to Tahlequah. They're way up there by Tulsa. There's Choctaw. It's up there by the city, but we had to go around the mountains, so it took a while. Took a while. And if you're going to Altus, that's 5 hours right there. or Lone Wolf. Yeah.
I don't care about any of these. You could be making up these town names.
No, they're all town names.
Sounds fake to me.
Anyway.
They're taking the thing over, and Ellie and I, it's unintentionally funny because this whole segment was just devastating, you guys. And Ellie just looks at Providencia, which has just been ravaged by this hurricane.
It's decimated,
y'all.
Yes.
She just goes, it looks different.
I mean, y'all, this island strips even just the foliage off the
leveled.
They show pictures of before. It looks like there was a fire.
Yeah.
And it burned everything off
it's
the
horrible.
Trees.
Absolutely it's horrible.
Again, we talked about, I looked up the numbers, but it's something like 90% of homes here had damage and 60 or 70 were decimated.
And what was interesting is Victor said, I'm glad that she's here because she needs to see the island and realize we're starting again from zero.
That's a positive way to look at that, maybe. If it's a new beginning. What would you do when you got off the boat and saw that?
I'm thinking, ain't no dick this good.
Poodle's going to be like, you know, I'm just going to...
Is there a Hyatt here?
Yeah, I'm just going
to... Where's the air?
Yeah.
Is there someplace with central air?
There's a little life raft over there. I'm just going to take it for a spin around the island. And then it'd be like a cartoon, like when they're...
I'm like in a 5-gallon bucket.
Yes, just paddling.
Somebody get me my pizza restaurant back.
Yeah.
Did I sign the lease yet? Did I sell it yet?
I wonder if she thought it.
Because she did. Did you not see that moment where she just went? They're taking supplies for his sister, and he gets the car. She's just looking around, you guys.
I'm surprised they can drive. Like, the roads are cleared
this
already.
This is something that, in America, yes, there is devastation. We have hurricanes. We have wildfires. But I doubt she's rarely ever been in the middle of something that is just complete devastation.
Well, Seattle doesn't get a lot of...
severe weather?
Severe weather. I mean, Seattle is on the Ring of Fire, so they say like the next kind of big, massive earthquake will be in the northwest.
I feel like
Seattle's on the coast. They don't get the fires, yeah.
But I feel like she's just kind of looking around trying to process all this.
Because if you've never seen, y'all, I've driven through neighborhoods that have been decimated by a tornado.
But
if you've never seen that, it is.
And you
seen on TV doesn't do it justice.
There's always with Ellie, there's this idea where she's having feelings, but she's kind of removed from them because she's had so much trauma in her background.
I think there's a little bit of that. I also feel like she's having feelings, but she's also doesn't want to freak out Victor.
Well, this is when he's gone. This is when she kind of looks around, you guys.
Oh, yes.
And she just looks, and then she just hits this reality wall.
Yeah.
Where she goes, this isn't how we planned this. And this is the beginning of, I guarantee you, next episode or the following one, we're going to start to see her say stuff like, maybe we should move back to Seattle.
Well, because...
he's not going
to
want to do that.
Why couldn't they move back?
He didn't want to.
I couldn't remember.
I think it's because he couldn't get either. He could not get a visa.
Oh, COVID. COVID happened. Yeah. That happened. Because she's been funding him. He's been doing the work, but she's been paying for him to fix up the house.
Yeah.
How is she going to pay for things when she quit her pizza restaurant?
I think that reality hit.
I mean, I think she has savings, but this is... I don't think they have... This doesn't look like they have home insurance.
And also, she mentions... No, honey, there's no home insurance here.
Yeah, so...
She's even if there is home insurance, there's no probably disaster insurance.
Yeah.
You know, she's sitting here, and there's a part of her that just goes... That she's been pushing away, that she goes, maybe I shouldn't have come here.
Yeah.
Because... There's that part of her that says, I took this risk and it did this. I took this risk and this paid off. She's done everything safe. And then she thought she was going to do something that was a big risk.
Unless they do, unless this is something, you know, tragedy can bring people together. It gives them a cause to kind of mount behind. I don't see that happening for her.
Right
him.
Now, it might be okay. But 2 weeks down the line, no.
No, I'm saying
she's
that
not
sometimes,
be happy.
Sometimes, though, people, that it might be like, give her meaning. It might in a good way bring them together, but also in a bad way make them ignore kind of the actual aspects of their relationship, because they're just, it's like when parents have a baby, that's not trauma, but they bring in a child and all the focus becomes on raising the child,
right.
And
they now
kind of forget about their identity and who they are. I could see them putting all of it into like building back a life.
Exactly. And now, and her friend is going to say next week, have you guys talked about your relationship with the infidelity?
No, and of course they haven't. And to be honest, if I was her, I'd be like, that really isn't the appropriate time to do this right now, because this person's home and life just was.
I agree.
I feel for her. I think she is putting her own feelings behind his, and I get why she's doing that, but she can only do that for so long before it's going to be not
anyway,
good.
He gets a car. The stakes are really high, and I think that's why we're seeing this episode is basically the calm before the storm,
mm-hmm.
because it's not going to go well, y'all.
Where does the expression, the stakes are really high, come from?
The stakes that you put like on something, like a game. This game's got really high stakes.
Oh.
Like a high stakes game.
I thought
game.
Like there were high stakes and you had to walk, like, you know, when they killed people
like
back in the day, like in the medieval, and they had stakes on the ground.
I don't know what the derivation of high stakes are.
Yes, I guess, yeah.
But I know, like, a high stakes poker game. I'm sure that something with has high stakes. Well, let's see. Hey, Siri, what's the origin of the phrase high stakes?
I thought you'd know. We can get a sissy to tell you. Oh, Lord.
My Siri didn't even try. She's like, no.
She's like, no. Y'all, sissies come at us. I know somebody knows.
I can Google it. So anyway,
will you?
No. They see her house. Her house is a pile of rubble. Her house is
his sister. Yes.
And
it's
totally
just gone.
And he says, I really appreciate that she's come to this island because it means that she wants to help my family. And I respect her for doing this. I still think it shows a complete absence of her own well-being and her own her own self-awareness.
Well, I think this is what's why this is actually, in a way, could be stressful, but possibly could be, I don't like to use the word good because it's unhealthy.
Productive.
But a motivating thing for them, in that I think Ellie's a caretaker. And I think
for sure.
She just got a reason to take care of somebody a lot. So that's where I'm saying I could see her throwing herself into that. And even it's like 2 months down the line, after things are kind of at least somewhat, the house is kind of in order, things are backwards. But then she's like, oh, wait, we haven't addressed anything in our relationship. That's kind of what I
that's
see
why
happening.
It's dangerous for me.
Yeah.
To do this. So they have 2 hours to get back to the boat. They haven't seen his house yet, which is their house.
Their house, yeah.
His house is still standing.
Yeah.
I'm still standing, better than I ever did. Feeling like a true survivor, looking like a little kid. I'm still standing, all my life. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sang the harmony. Yeah, that's what it was.
We sang something.
Where am I?
Wow, that took you out.
Elton John.
Not familiar. I do want to see that biopic. I haven't seen it.
It's good.
Yeah, I heard that one's good. What's his name? It's hot. Is he gay?
Taron Egerton.
Is he gay?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
He is. Have you ever seen him? It was on some late night show where he sang Les Mis. It was good.
Really?
He
I'm going to Google sing. That.
He can sing.
He's
he did
like
it in
that
the movie.
Other one that plays Spider-Man. He can sing
that
too.
That other one?
The other British blonde guy.
The
Well,
Tom Holland.
He's dating Zendaya. They're actual couple.
Really?
Now.
Yeah,
they're official.
Wow. I cannot see that. Talk about unlikely.
Did you not see Spider-Man with him? They have good chemistry.
No.
Oh, that's like she's his love interest
that.
In Spider-Man.
But no, he's just so, to me, Zendaya's so edgy.
Uh-huh.
And I just think he's just
did
so
did you
not.
Ever see his lip sync thing, though, when he
yes,
did it?
Yes, that was the umbrella.
That was good.
I like how we're talking about things that were popular 2 years ago. Like, did you see that? Did you also see the Harlem
oh
Shake? Did you ever see that video?
Are we just a precursor to
we're
Captain
Sandy? We're
too old
gays. Yes.
We're 10 years from now. We're just going to be watching reruns of, I don't know,
yes.
Will and Grace.
Yes. And she's like, did you see this? I was watching my favorite show, Will and Grace, last night. And they had Joan Collins on.
Oh, loved she's her.
Loved her.
Loved her in Dynasty. Hotel.
Hotel.
By the way, we had a lot of sissies come for us about Hotel.
Someone said it had 5 seasons.
5 seasons, yeah.
I think that was the time where I was spending less weekends with my grandmother.
1986.
Because my parents never let me watch garbage like that.
Oh.
But since...
My grandma would let me watch Golden Girls. That's true. That's where I learned to love Golden Girls and Empty Nest. And then Nurses. I spent a lot of weekends with my grandma.
It's because none of the other boys wanted to play with
no,
you.
No, they sure didn't. Sure didn't.
Wow. Wow. We'll take Matthew to go see his grandma.
Why did you say that Australian almost?
We'll take Matthew to go see his grandma. Oh, it kind of was. Yeah. We'll take Matthew to go see his grandma.
Grandma. Okay.
So the roof is off.
And
the roof. The roof. The roof is on. Why?
We had too much water, but the motherfucker didn't burn. So now, y'all, I was looking at Hurricane Iota and I think what is scary about this. The storm was approaching, but they expected it to be like a Hurricane 2.
Yeah.
And then it just quickly grew into a Hurricane 5. So it's just, it really, like his sister was saying, we had no time to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if I lived on an island and I found out a hurricane was like 5 days away, I'd be like...
I would have been like... Does someone have a catamaran?
But that doesn't take into account, like, this happens a lot in New Orleans. Some people don't have the socioeconomic means to get out.
Yeah.
So you're literally stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Poodle's a cockroach. He would find a way. He would find some...
I'm a survivor. I don't gonna give up.
He'd be like...
I'm gonna work hard.
Wait, did you see Jake's getting married? To a woman, surprisingly. He just met her yesterday.
I get out.
They're taking a boat trip, and you see Jake just braiding her hair on a boat, just going to San Andreas.
Ooh, can we do it up like this? It's pretty. It's very thick hair.
Very thick.
I'd spend the rest of my time in the Caribbean doing braids.
Yeah, you would.
Like, have you seen that white woman who does braids? Yeah. She's amazing.
She's amazing. Their home is still standing, really very, as Ellie says, minimal damage. And that's where she says, "I, my heart breaks in a way for Ellie because, y'all, she's a sweet person where she says, you know, I can't be happy about this, though, because our family's homes are destroyed. Like, what's good about that, you know?
Well.
But this goes into, you can see how good she was with his sister. She's a caretaker. So not only is it going to be about him, she's going to get invested in the rest of his family of taking care of them.
But
and she's going to lose herself.
Exactly. This woman is born to be a doormat. And she has had many people in her lives use her. And this is just going to be another step in it.
She's just, and she ends it and says, how safe and smart is it to move
it's
here now?
She should have told him that. It's not smart. Especially after he cheated on her and had a whole relationship.
I don't know why you got to put it like that.
Poodle
did not do cocaine, by the way. His nose is just itching.
My nose won't stop itching. If I actually did cocaine, my mood would be really up right now. And but I said before, y'all, if you're going to do cocaine in your 20s. Don't do it at all.
That's what I recommend.
You know what? Have fun in your 20s.
Nope, don't do drugs, y'all. Don't do cocaine.
What about other drugs?
I don't want someone to overdose and die because I listened to you on our podcast.
I don't think anyone is going to trust what I say about drugs.
You never know.
Am I a role model?
You know who would trust?
I am not a role model.
You know who would trust you? Jenny. Because she'll trust everybody. Bless her heart.
Y'all,
we're at the market. I love everything in the market.
I don't think I'm going to change religion.
I need to get some Hare Krishna beads.
But that meditation, sure.
I really love my time trying to become a Hare Krishna devotee. A devotee.
Yeah, we actually have some audio footage of Jenny meditating. If y'all would like to hear it, basically it's just
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Ram. What's the next one after that?
Latoya Jackson. Michael Jackson. Oh, I love the Jacksons.
Chono.
She just says the name of the whole Jackson family.
Yes.
That's what she meant. And then she just starts over again.
Or anyone who ever guessed it on Solid Gold.
Because she loved the Jackson 5.
Marilyn McCoe.
Yep.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's dance!
So they flash back on that scene because there, Sumit is going to do another family thing with Papa and Mama Sumit.
And he's trying to say, again, 101 ways not to marry Jenny. He's like, well, I can talk to them, but you know, it makes it really difficult. And she's like, he said, this is good for you to meditate. Positivity. Yes. Positivity. Hold on to that. So that way you don't focus on me not marrying you.
So I'm going to go to see my family. And what are you going to do? Maybe chant the entire time?
Maybe
that'd
chant.
Be great.
Maybe you're going to go to some museums. Maybe you're going to meet some new friends.
No, she's going to sit there and do laundry
gonna
and
cook
stir.
And clean. Going to cook, clean your laundry like always do.
She's got lots of worms find.
She knew. I don't feel sorry for her because at this point, Jenny should know.
No.
But the reality is Jenny knows no one. And probably, because we're kind of seeing just culturally where they are, probably a lot of people don't want to be friends with Jenny. She's definitely viewed as an outsider.
To the point where I've cashed in all my empathy chips for the two people in this storyline. Here's why. At this point, he has shown you everything who he is.
Yeah.
He has shown you he's more devoted to his family.
Yep.
He has shown
particularly
you
his mother.
His mother. He has shown you he will do nothing but lie to people about you or lie to you to keep the status quo.
Yep.
But it goes back to you at this point.
It goes back. She's old enough to know better, for sure.
But I'm still too young to care.
I can't even say it. And he goes into convulsions. Yeah, I think you're channeling like a drunk redneck when
probably.
You sing that. If you're watching The Intimate Porter, that song sends him into a fit.
That guy was hot.
But she should know better. And I think Jenny's a good person. She's a nice. But I think it goes back to what you earlier said about Jenny is a doormat, and Ellie is a precursor Jenny if she doesn't get her shit together, isn't she?
I think Ellie is even further lost than Jenny.
Ellie was able to create a pizza business and run it. I can't see
That's
Jenny
true.
Doing that.
That's true.
Chickens don't like pizza. But she could maybe do corn.
She could do corn.
Yeah.
Oh, just a corn restaurant.
Yeah.
Kernels and cock.
So y'all, Sumit's family is at the kind of celebration of their pregnancy at the temple.
Because having a baby is a big deal.
Y'all, Mama Sumit is here reading Sumit for filth as normal. She goes, we wanted Sumit to first have a child. Technically, he should have.
He should have, but I guess he's not.
That didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Wonder why. He met that old chicken.
So, yep. And so now brother's having to do it. And y'all remember, they met, they came over to submit. And even the sister-in-law says, we don't have any problems with Jenny as Submit's friend.
But the, it's not, she's not going to be part of the family.
Brother said not part of the family.
So, the, I will say,
because it will, we'll go ahead.
The first season of this, of Jenny and Submit, were like this two star-crossed lovers
yep.
who culture wouldn't let them be together.
Yep.
We later found out on season two that Jenny had lied and misrepresented herself.
Yep. Yep.
Now, it is still a cultural rule that they cannot get around. There are two options we have.
Well, we also, just to add to that, we found out that the dad, I think, brought up some good information that, for instance, they could live in their home if they needed help or something in their community. Community members would not help them.
That is,
and now that
specific to Indian culture.
And now that Submit's brother has a wife and has a child, if they associate with Submit and Jenny, yep. it's going to affect their standing in the community. Y'all, it's fucked up.
Yeah, and that sounds, and for people in America, that sounds rough. And you would say, I don't care what anyone thinks.
Well, that's great. But the reality is, if you live
culture
in a,
is
if you live
interlaced.
In a square, then you have to acknowledge you live in a square and not a circle.
Right.
It's a square. But if you want to live life in a circle, maybe move to a circle.
Right.
So maybe move.
Or someplace that at least accepts squares and circles.
Exactly. Are we still talking about, are we talking about glory holes now?
I think both.
Okay.
But I'm saying the two options here.
Exactly.
And are Submit moves to America or some other place,
and that's what
and
needs,
never sees his family again.
And he has to make that decision. It's Jenny
yeah.
Or his family. It's not and.
And it is so obvious.
It's
and
so
I can't believe
obvious.
Jenny doesn't ever say, Submit, it's obviously your family's never going to accept me. Obviously.
She needs to say to him, Submit, it's never going to work for me being here. You need to either be with me and move to the U.S. or this isn't going to work out.
Right.
I don't think Jenny wants to do that because Jenny doesn't want... I can hear her saying it. Oh, I don't want Submit to resent me from taking away his family. She wants it to be his decision. But down deep...
He's never going to make that decision.
She's starting to figure out now he needs to just move to the U.S. with
yep.
me.
So they are at the, she just sits there. He's talking to her. Y'all, Jenny just starts braiding her hair.
Yeah.
And she's self-soothing.
She is self-soothing.
And they are officially engaged. So Submit, everyone's favorite mom.
Remember y'all,
boy,
he didn't
Submit.
Get officially engaged. He just did a shitty ring ceremony in
right.
the rain.
He chooses this moment to tell at the moment where they're celebrating the birth announcement of the new child, to also announce he is stealing the thunder of this birth announcement.
He is.
Which
I thought it was
sucks.
Shitty. This is not about him.
So his...
This is horrible.
Later on, the brother's like, oh, Submit, you look great. You've reduced some weight.
You've reduced some weight. And Submit follows with it and says, well... I'm happy.
Yeah.
Now that I live, I'm happy and I'm doing what I want.
And
he said, how's Jenny? She said, she's happy too.
Now, that's a big deal because it's almost like the parents and the brother and sister-in-law will go to a lot of lengths to say, we are very welcoming as Jenny as your friend. They don't actively hate Jenny that way. But the idea of her becoming married to him because she is older, they will absolutely not allow it. It's interesting to me.
It makes you, why, I actually think we're the perfect people to talk about this, only because I know we've, at least white people that don't have the Indian culture experience, because we don't have that culture experience, but... We do come from a culture where you and I had to decide.
Yes.
Either we can be ourselves and family be damned, or I don't live a true, authentic life.
Amen.
And when you're, that's why studies show, at least, I don't know how it's going to be now for kids, but like kind of gay, queer people, LGBT people, our age and up, y'all, when you have that, like often queer people deal with trauma better because you just, It is a really gut-wrenching thing to say, I'm going to tell my mom and dad who I am, and they might say they never want to see me again, and I have to live with that and know that I made the right decision for me.
Right. And the same way, you could, like, let's say your
family... And it's
hard.
It is hard to do that.
I agree. Your family, let's say you brought someone in, your extended family might refer to your then partner as, this is his friend.
We literally have seen this with Armando.
Yes. And so we're watching this unease of having to accept something that's completely alien to your culture. And you have to, as a queer person, LGBT person, you have to either decide, do I want to come out or do I want to move to a completely different place and start my life somewhere else where my family is going to be my chosen family and not as much as my family by blood.
Mm-hmm.
Sumit, I don't know if he's ever going to be able to do that.
I don't think he's ever going to be able to do that either.
So y'all, they're DOA.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's when they came back for the next season of their way, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't see this relationship ever working out because his mother's never going to relent.
No. Also, he's talking about Jenny. He tells the parents they're engaged.
And the brother is saying it's affecting the quality of their whole family.
Right. So, of course, Sumit's mom starts to cry. Drama queen extraordinaire.
Walks away.
Then father walks away. And they're like, mommy is very upset.
And even Sheree says, you need to consult your parents. This culture.
Your parents are everything.
And Jenny doesn't get this. We hear her say next episode, oh, whatever mom wants, mom gets.
That's
this
true.
This isn't domineering mother. This is a culture. Y'all, we saw Indian matchmaking.
Yeah.
This is a culture that, at least from my understanding, the matriarch of the family rules the family.
And you don't go against them.
And you never go against them. That you be a good son or daughter and do what they say.
Right. And I think it's easier, too. And even those families, though, had money. And so it's a little easier. Sumit is still dependent on his family for money.
He's lived with them for 24/7 for his entire life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the few the friends that I know or acquaintances and just in reading stories, that's why. I mean, as I watch this, I'm like, the poor people I know that are queer and Indian, it's such a... They all have to figure out how to... A lot of them even get out of their country.
Yeah.
And so...
I think a lot of them have had to... Just disengage from their families.
Yeah.
Disengaging.
But you know what? Have you ever met a gay Indian man who's just not gay as hell? Like, they had to come from that, and they're like, after coming from that, I'm going to be me.
A couple. They're more a little reserved, but a lot of them are like, go!
They're like, yes. They're like, bitch, I'm here.
That is true.
Good for them. Because you kind of have to... Y'all, you do that. If you look on, like, Drag Race, RuPaul talks about, like, Sumit.
What is on my shirt?
I don't know. Sumit doesn't even have the fake it until you make it. You've got to fake that confidence. When you do come out of the closet, you often act, like, really just kind of like, I'm here and I'm queer because on the inside you're scared.
You're terrified.
That's never going to be Sumit.
No.
The
stakes aren't high enough for him yet because Jenny has never pushed him. Except for knocking over a chair and having some feathers fly.
And then she laid that egg, y'all.
Yep.
Boom. Is that the show?
That's the show.
That's the show, y'all. Hey, that's part uno.
Part uno.
Part,
see you next time for part dose.
How would you... Yes. Yes. Part... We say... Or we usually say part deux. How do you say one in French? Okay.
Nah.
We're going to go now. Y'all, be sure to click on, give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Click on the Linktree link that for all of our show information for New York and Chicago live shows coming up. That's in the show notes or on our Instagram.
Yes.
And y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts Poods because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love? And literally, y'all, all the wrong
all
places.
All the wrong
this
places.
Episode, all of them.
Including hurricane-prone places.
Yes.
Yes.
And if there's nothing you like more than scoodly pooping after you've hitchhiked.
Scoodly poop, scoodly poop. If you want to fuck women, scoodly poop.
Call us.
Call us.